Two meetings in Ireland today at Limerick on the flat and Downpatrick over jumps. And across channel is the charity days simultaneously run at York and Sandown for the Variety Clubs Day. At Limerick, their flat card is a couple of, I think, interesting betting opportunity. Steps in the Sand to me was a trifle unlucky behind Sally Go Lightly, who made every inch of the running at Roscommon last time. The selection Steps in the Sand was hampered turning for home on more than one occasion and got going late. Wouldn't have beaten the winner, but I still think it was a run full of promise. In the 3.50, the mile and 3.5 furlong handicap, Noel Mead's Black Hawk Eagle was another who I thought was unlucky last time out at Roscommon. Final Endeavour made every inch of the running, and Black Hawk Eagle came from a fair way back. Colin Keane aboard this afternoon. The one negative is a draw of stall 14, which might count against him. Talking Tough of Mick Mulvaney's, whose stable are beginning to show a bit of form, I think is a fair chance under Wesley Joyce in the 47-70 rated handicap at 4.25, whilst this time last year Massacran landed a fair old punt for the Joseph O'Brien yard in a similar contest at Limerick and might take the 5 o'clock again. Can run well fresh, did bomb out last year but got no luck in running in the Cullen Quinn Mile, which feasibly could be a target after today's endeavours. At Downpatrick, the first of their two-day meeting over jumps, and in the opportunity handicap hurdle at 2.20, our Dylan of Pat Fahey's has to be forgiven a below-par effort at Ballinrobe last time, but prior to that showed promise in a handicap at Clonmel, and Barry Foley is a positive jockey booking for me. At 2.55, one of the bets of the day, I think, is Yifin Do a Fid, which is what I would call it anyways. It's Welch. Mrs. Lorna Fowler trains it, and Pat Taff Jr. rides it, claiming £7. Did show some form at Kilbeggan last time. The extra couple of furlongs is sure to suit in what is a weakish contest. The 3.30, the opportunity beginner's chase, is absolutely woeful quality-wise. But Sovereign Gold, the winner of a Tipperary maiden hurdle, is for the Henry de Bromhead yard, is rating of 116, the best on offer ratings-wise so far in the contest. And Charlie O'Dwyer will take a valuable £4 off. In the handicap chase over 3 miles at 4.05, Score Specialist School Lane's the one for me, for Liam Lennon and Tom Riley, whilst Knockout the Bach, who's put up with Paul Flynn earlier in the week, is one he thinks will win, and he should win the handicap chase, having won a beginner's chase at the track last year. The bumper is best left to Folio for Harry Swan and Gordon Elliott, third behind Tax for Max at Punchestown on debut. Elliot does this sometimes, puts them in bumpers after running a maiden hurdle. It seems to settle them, the outing in the maiden hurdle. Cross at York and their charity day, the 7 furlong handicap at 2.35 is a wide open affair, but may wake from Richard Fahey's yard. The Mount of Ushinore is a course and distance winner, is up £7 for a win. That was in a big field, just the 9 runners this afternoon. I think he'll take a fair bit of beating up against Tim Easterby's boardmen. Kamari was the winner of last year's Queen's Vase at Royal Ascot over 14 furlongs, then disappointed in a couple of runs. Cheek pieces back on today, ran at Maidan in the winter out in Dubai. I think he's good enough to win this, simple and straightforward. I think if he comes back to that Ascot form, he wins. While it's their big sprint handicap, Ingra Tor from the Mick Shannon yard, his 3-run handicap, has been targeted at this for a while. Winner at Newcastle last time out, got a couple of pounds for that, but is, I think, and won at Newmarket, sorry, last time out, had before that shown form in the all-weather, I think is good enough to lift this prize. It's always a very, very competitive affair. Later on the card, Electrical Storm interests me in the mile and a half a furlong handicap at 4.50. A known brother to the very good Ribchester. Interesting is kept in training as a 5-year-old by Saeed Bin Sur. Hasn't been seen for yonks back in his 3-year-old days, actually. And Louis Stewart aboard. This could be one of these that you think might be plotted up for this. At Sandown, I like the chances of East Sight in the opening handicap over 9 furlongs. Just gelded since last season. His 3 runs are full of promise, and Rafe Beckett and Sylvester D'Souza can score. In the mile handicap at 2:15. Encouraged of James Fanshawe's, is progressive, has won its last two and can win it, make it a three on the bounce here under Sylvester D'Souza, possibly at the main expense of Via Serendipity. The Scurry Stakes at 2:50. Mithbahi is value, having ran well and won at Hamilton last time out to beat Katura from the Clive Cox yard in what could be a tactical affair. Whilst in the 4 o'clock, the 7 furlong Carl, proud supporter of British Racing Handicap, just the 9, if it's a big supporter and the pot is only 9 grand to the winner, that really shows you what they're doing, they're making money. But this is where my nap of the day goes, in the shape of number 9 Golden Voice, narrowly denied last time out at York by Exminster. That was a very good effort because he was in behind horses, had to come down the stand side, and then got in, I think, hit the front a bit too soon. It will be tough on Tom Marquand to exit, to come very late at Sandown, the way the nature of the track, but I think the horse is a winner without a penalty, in the sense that yes, he got £2 for that effort, but in my book this horse is progressive and I think will win. At Chester, in their mile and a quarter handicap at 2:45, I like the chances of number 8 Golden Melody of Tim Easterby's, up £2 in the handicap from a couple of progressive runs and will score under Paul Hannigan, whilst Withhold, if he could turn back the clock a couple of seasons, would take all the beating despite the steadier of 9:13 in the 2 mile handicap at 3:55. But the nap for me in the 4 o'clock at Sandown, number 9 Golden Voice for Derby winning owner Saeed Suhaili, Willie Haggis the trainer, and jockey Tom Marquand.